This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Three House panels have requested documents related to Rudy Giuliani's interaction with Ukrainian officials. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform Committees have subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his dealings with Ukrainian officials. The panels also requested information from three Giuliani associates. The subpoenas are part of the impeachment investigation, prompted by a whistleblower complaint saying Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate the son of Democrat Joe Biden during a phone call in July. According to the complaint, in the days after the call, Giuliani repeatedly communicated with advisors for Ukraine's president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
At the United Nations Monday, North Korea complained about the United States and nuclear talks. The AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
The complaints come from North Korean Ambassador Kim Song. He says nuclear talks stalled because of U.S. political and military provocations. Song says it's up to Washington whether this will be a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Speaking in Washington, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who's pessimistic Kim Jong-un will reach a deal with President Trump.
He may try to get relief from international sanctions. He may make some concessions, but under current circumstances, he will never give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily.
Bolton added, this is an unacceptable threat to the world. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election held Saturday. Ghani's running mate Abdullah Saleh told VOA's Pashto service that he and Ghani received 60% of the vote in Saturday's election. Abdullah told reporters he has the most votes. No official results yet. This is VOA.